We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
How many times I'm watching?
You guys, we're on a Friday, Debbie. Devil. Hell, Debbie.
Oh, yeah.
Kill. That was the ghost machine from last night on Cocoa Puffs.
That
was a little too much.
Was wild. We'll talk more about that.
Now, anything happened overnight?
No, nothing.
Just after you ended the stream?
Yeah. I thought I saw a figure in the bedroom, but it was, I did that, like, that where you just, you know, like, you blink your eyes really hard,
yep.
Like, open it, and you're like,
all right, good.
Stop.
And nope, your mother was being hilarious, calling into the Ring cam.
That was pretty good.
That was a good joke.
That's where I get my humor from, like
she's
I say. My dad was not funny.
She's a hoot, that Deborino. Yeah.
Frank thought he was funny and was not. That business was kind of funny.
She connected to her Ring cam.
Yep.
Cody was at her house last night. Debbie's Doobie Dungeon.
Yep.
The ghost app said Debbie.
Yeah.
Your mother's name.
Yeah. Immediately.
And your mother, being quick on the trigger, started talking through her own Ring cam to you.
She got the Ring cam.
So you heard a disembodied voice.
To look at the dogs.
Oh, yeah, so she keep an eye on them?
Well, because that way she has alerts.
Oh.
That way when they start to, like, freak out at just somebody walking, she can do that, and then they're like, whoa. Because they don't, they listen.
Stop it.
So, but that was
good.
Knock
it off.
That was funny.
How y'all doing? How's everybody doing? Good?
Is it good?
Are we good?
Is it good?
Busy Friday show today.
Today?
I'm giving away a ton of these Endless Fires Fest tickets, and these are extremely valuable.
Guar,
Circle Jerks, 3-6 Mafia, a whole bunch going on.
No, only in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, 15th and 16th over at Sharky's. Weekend passes, guys. These are very valuable. This is probably the biggest rock show happening in a while.
Yeah, it's like a festival. It's 2 days.
Yeah, 2 days. So that's a big ticket. We'll be giving those away all morning long.
I would like to be at that hotel after the Guar show.
Oh,
whatever
yeah.
hotel's closest.
Oh, yeah.
The Sharky's, that party.
Whatever housekeeping staff has to clean up after whatever's going to happen over there at Sharky's.
Yep.
Our absolute apologies.
What a party, though.
But they handled ICP, so they can handle this. They can handle Guar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I see.
So we'll get into that. It's a beverage Friday.
Oh, yeah. Bevy Friday.
Cody's got buzz balls he wants us to try. He's been holding on to
you
those.
You love them. You act like you don't love them, but look what the first thing you mention is.
Also, we have Ashley on our calendar from Q's Nutrition.
Q's
Nutrition Club. We made a little video with Ashley. She'll be popping in. And then it's a Beer Friday.
Yep.
With Joel and Carissa. So we got lots to get to.
It's the best.
Show.fm for all of our links and all of our streams and all of our podcasts.
What about sausage links?
Coming soon.
Oh,
coming soon. Coming very, very soon. Links and patties.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I'm in the mood for either one. It depends on my mood.
Sometimes, you know your boy was eating cheese fries at 10:50.
Oh, I forgot. You did get...
You know your boy was.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you just get it right on there or do you get it on the side?
I didn't know how to do what you did, so I just got it right on there. It was called cheese fries.
Oh, see, I did it. If you go to customize.
Oh, you can get it on the side? Why'd you do that? You didn't want
Because I don't want it all over and then it gets all soggy. I want to choose my cheese consumption amount
Bro.
Per fry.
I think I was the first person in Shake Shack.
Absolutely would agree that you were the first person.
There was nobody else there. They were still cleaning the floor when I walked in.
I bet they had, if, I don't know if places still do this, they probably still had the chairs on the table.
When I walked in, one of the workers was wiping down like the touch screen things.
Yep.
And I walked in, and then right there on the pickup was a bag. Josh.
I like it, though.
You were right.
Fire up.
You were right. You said it took like the 10 minutes from Deb's house to the store for it to be ready.
Yep.
So I put it in here.
Yep.
Got my car.
And it was there.
Made a big loop. I went out of my way to get these damn cheese fries, and oh my God, they slapped. Dude, crinkle cut fries.
When you want them.
Yeah. I wanted them.
That's what I mean.
I wanted them so bad.
Radio can't see me.
He's nodding his head.
Shaking my head in approval of my eyes.
He sent me photos Wednesday night of him eating Shake Shack cheese fries.
Yeah, they slapped.
And something happened in my brain where I had to have them yesterday.
What burger did you get?
Just that, honestly, I got that bacon cheeseburger, but I didn't I didn't need two patties. I could have just done one.
Ooh.
Yeah, did you do double when you got it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Got my bacon hamburger with pickles.
I was eating that and I go, I guess I didn't need two patties. But honestly, the focus was the cheese fries. I really wanted the cheese fries.
Yeah.
And I need them again. Oh, yeah. I need them again.
No, there's a couple things on there that I need to get again. So
I'm hoping I come across a Shake Shack at the airport today. I'm hoping that, we don't have one here, but.
You're going to come across some interesting things, I bet, because the airport, are you leaving from this one? Because they've got. Like, there's the...
They got Middle Ages over there.
The Heritage Hills got stuff up there. There's some spots to eat in that airport. Airport is the name. I kept wanting to say restaurant. Airport.
I do know that there's Shake Shacks in airports pretty regularly. I just don't know what cities have them.
And you're going to see some cool restaurants,
I bet. If I come across one... We got Deep Dish in Chicago last year. I mean, it's airport deep dish, so I'm sure people are like, that ain't real deep dish.
That counts.
I wasn't going out of the airport to seek out a deep dish. I do like when airports have regional food things.
Yeah.
Like we have, I keep saying Middle Ages. I don't know if they're still there. They were last year.
Yeah, well, yeah, it makes sense.
Do we have any dinosaur stuff in there? I don't know.
But yeah, that makes sense because here's some of what we have to offer. Welcome to Syracuse. Well, now that you go out, this is just our airport.
I got a layover in Philly, so maybe there's going to be a cheesesteak situation happening.
I wonder what they've got in a Philly airport.
I was in Philadelphia. I love traveling. I love going around. I was in Philly a couple years ago, and I was in a hotel, and I was like, you know what? I got to get a cheesesteak, and I DoorDashed a cheesesteak to my hotel. And it wasn't a good cheesesteak.
No, see, I
think I picked the wrong place.
I would have, my only issue with doing that would be, it would take me too long researching. Mm-hmm. With something like that, I would just go downstairs and ask
for the best place.
I'd be like, hey, you live here. What cheesesteak would you
get? That's where I screwed up is because I looked in my, I just opened like whatever the DoorDash app was.
Yep.
My kid was visiting a friend and I was just staying in a hotel. Oh, okay, Remember that trip? Yep.
No, I
was just in Philadelphia and I was like, well, you can't have, I would imagine Philadelphia would run you out of town if you make bad cheesesteaks. So I was thinking anybody in this app had a good cheesesteak and it wasn't a good one.
Or is it like here where we've got such good pizza that
everybody can have a pizza spot. Yeah.
A bad pizza to some people, they might like it. But no, that's usually my move. Ask the people
that are there
or work there or live there. Hey, what would you get?
Yeah, I do that when we were in Newark. Over the winter, we went to the desk and we're like, well, we wanted to sit down and get a meal. Where do we go? And then they usually know.
Yep.
And they usually know.
But no, I'd imagine.
Jimmy says Charlotte has good barbecue in the airport.
See? There you go.
Yeah, I don't hate an airport meal.
I don't know nothing about no airport flying, but isn't that a short, like, they taking you from Syracuse to then just to Philly real quick? Go at least further.
We always just look for the cheapest flight, so that must have been what we found. Sometimes you have to transfer in. Chicago's a big hub. It looked like JFK is a big hub.
Yep.
Sometimes you've got to go all the way to Atlanta, like when my in-laws fly.
I did it once.
But
to Vegas, but I didn't. It was like a... I didn't get to get anything or see anything.
No. But it is weird that you got to go to like another city to fly.
Yes, because there one time it was either Chicago or Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit's a big one. So a lot of layovers.
Yep.
And there's not a lot of direct flights from Syracuse to anywhere, so.
Yeah, both times we flew out of Rochester.
That you can get some direct flights out of Rochester.
It was easier to find somebody to drive us and pick us up and save the hundreds of dollars than to...
Well, the same when we went to Europe. We just like flew out of New York City. We're like, well, it's a four-hour drive. We'll go down there, fly out of there.
Yep.
Anyways.
Take my helicopter.
These are very blessed problems I have. I apologize.
Well, when we have to go to Vegas.
The long way of saying I did get my cheese fries yesterday, and they slapped, and I really feel like we need to put a little more respect on crinkle cut fries. I mean, we just don't even talk about them that often.
A lot of people, if you ask.
And I love a crinkle cut fry.
You ask. I bet a lot of people, not only do they prefer another fry, I bet they say they hate
crinkle cut?
Crinkle cut.
No way.
I bet they do.
It's got way more space for toppings, I eat cheese.
Yeah.
Whatever you put ketchup on, whatever.
I like that.
With gravy, exactly.
I like that there's a lot of crispy outside and a lot of poofy inside.
Yeah.
And a crinkle.
Very good. And when they're really done well, when they got like a snap to them, dude.
They're good.
Crinkle cut fry hits.
See, a couple people.
I would rank my favorite fries probably.
Oh, I can't.
I can't either. I can't because now I'm doubting myself.
Well, it's by mood.
Ariel hates crinkle cut, anti-crinkle cut.
See, it's by mood. Sometimes I'll go and get.
Steak fries?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'll go and get a bag of random steak fries.
Steak fries slap.
Sometimes I've even gotten those little. Potato.
The Orida smiley faces?
Yeah.
Those are technically mashed potatoes, though.
And it says it on there.
But you know what I mean? Mashed potatoes.
It's whatever you're in the mood for.
I've never met a fry I don't like. Yeah. I have. It's when it's the shoestring, like the super thin shoestring fries.
Copper top.
Do they do shoestring?
Copper top.
Copper top.
Change your fries.
Copper top, I love
you. Everything else is great.
Change your fries, please.
I like your meatball sub.
And not only a super thin shoestring fry, but when they do that move where it still has like the skin on it.
Yeah.
They never fry properly. They're always a little soggy. They group together.
And it's, you're like.
Dip, 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 dip. Yeah, you can't navigate them. Shoestring fries are the worst fries.
Yep. No, sorry. No.
But I'm going to say my one or two, depending on mood with Cody, is going to be steak fry crinkle cut. Deep, with a nice, crunchy outside.
Yeah. No, it's weird, but I don't know. It's too many to choose from a McDonald's, hot McDonald's fry.
Mm-hmm.
I like Five Guys. Like you said, a good crinkle cut.
Fat, you can dabble in there. A Burger King fry is a great fast food fry.
Yep, a hot Burger King fry. But then I always
Katie
forget.
Katie says curly fries. Arby's curly fries.
Curly fries slap.
If they're done right. Yep.
But again, I always forget until we start saying it. The boardwalk fries from Shane.
I know, bud. That's your favorite. That's very niche, though.
What
style of fry are those?
It's the the baseball game fries. You know what I mean?
They're like a thin fry.
It's like they're a little thicker.
Any fast food places comparable? No.
Man, I don't even know. I'd have to take a real good hearty pictures of them.
Tired Marine in chat says Five Guys all the way.
That one is so good when you're in the mood for them. Slap.
Yeah.
Slap.
Micah says Tully's fries. Trying to envision Tully's fries.
Why am I not remembering Tully's fries?
I think they're just like a thicker French fry. I need to look
at
them.
Why can't I not remember? All I can remember is their tenders. That's such a weird thing to not remember.
Because that's the star of the show. You're not there for the bass player.
No.
That's what the fries are. You're there for the lead singer, the Tully's tenders.
Does a good crinkle cut. Because I realized I had back-to-back good crinkle cut.
Mm-hmm.
Golden Spike.
Yeah, I haven't dabbled. They do crinkle cut?
Crinkle cut. Yeah, on top of them tendies.
That's a conversation I got to have then.
Schwing.
Do you see Tim the Tap Man gave Tully some love?
Did he?
Yeah, he was being interviewed for a thing, and they're like, what's your favorite restaurant?
Really?
And he's like, well, I grew up in Syracuse area, and we have a place called Tully's, and that's my favorite. So.
Is he still here at all? Or
no,
is
he moved to Florida a long time ago. Oh. He lives down in Florida. But
I don't know if there was a time he comes up to his
I'm sure he does.
House.
I'm sure he's got family around here. But
Lake now.
I'm sure he's got $1 million mansion somewhere.
Do you want to hang out?
Anyways, what are your favorite?
Do you want to buy bikes?
Boxcar. Don't even throw tater tots into this conversation.
It depends on what the meal is. Tater tots, I love them, but they're meal specific.
If I'm at Wildcat, I'm getting tater tots.
Best tater tots I've ever had.
Dan does a great tot over there.
But if I'm
also does a great tater tot for a combo. Gino's Cheesesteaks in North Syracuse.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
You get a cheesesteak and a bag of his tots.
You're right. I mean, I'm having Sloppy Joe's or certain little sandwiches.
True, it's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
It's a whole different conversation. I like when people put statements on their pickup trucks.
I've seen a couple.
We have one up in
Beeville. That's the first with swears.
Good morning, it's the show. We have one up in Beeville. And I guess it doesn't matter anymore because we put a moratorium on the data centers, but one of them was like, no, McMahon, no data center here. And I was like, I like that. Hell yeah.
I like when people put stuff on their trucks.
Hell yeah, truck. F data centers.
Nope, I've seen a couple that have said for Micron to be good neighbors, but again, this is
why
the first.
Why, they're not having a good time out there?
I don't know. Oh, no. The people around there. No, it's not. There's a lot
Does it get better at least? I know right now it's probably a lot of construction going on.
Yeah, that I don't know. It just looks like a rough situation.
I know.
Looks like it's just endless traffic for businesses. It looks like it's.
I know. I'm excited about Micron because it's going to be jobs and stuff. I can just imagine right now it's a headache for those of you living over that way. A lot of dump trucks coming, but it's, you know.
Yep.
We want to manufacture things here. We got to kind of do this, but I'm saying that as someone who doesn't live by the construction, so.
No.
I'm very sympathetic to anybody who's getting dust kicked up, and it's probably loud over there.
That's where my friend that lives over there, she's got every day, she put it on Facebook, every day she's got like an inch of dust on everything in her backyard. They can't sit out there.
Yeah, I know.
Trucks ripping.
I know. I'm trying to see the forest for the trees here and see the jobs and the money that'll be coming into our community. It's just right now it's hard to look at.
I just never understand. I know they need a lot of room, but there's always a lot of room on other spots, so you didn't have to like rip down 10 billion trees. I think it came, I don't know how any of that crap works.
I'm sure
man.
They studied it. Access to water, access to roads, all that stuff. So
build a big platform right on the lake.
Ooh, a floating factory?
Boom.
They're doing that now. They're putting data centers in the water.
Huh.
Microsoft just pulled one back up. They put a data center just to cool it, I guess.
Yeah. Like here, we'll just dip it right.
It was like a big tube and they put it in the water.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I mean, all that stuff is so confusing.
Yeah.
I thought we were getting a Doritos factory for a long time.
Yeah, that's what I'm confused. I've been waiting for them to announce their flavors. What are they going to put out at Micron? Are they doing a barbecue? Are they going to do a salt and vinegar? I don't understand what they're going to make over there.
I've only heard of computer flavor. And I'm like,
and what is that? Right, static? I don't know.
Right? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Like you're putting a lot of business behind one flavor of chips, but okay. All right.
Trying to remain optimistic. I see all the comments. My favorite comments are the people who are like, it ain't happening. Then what do you think they're doing over there?
Yeah, that's going to be like a world disaster. We're going to be on every news station in the world, I feel like, if they did all this and it's not happening. Belly up now.
Like, I had to yell at somebody in the comments, and I don't even try to read the comments because they're so dumb. But then somebody was like, never gonna, like, they were like, this was like a week ago. They're like, yeah, right, never gonna happen. And I looked at his profile and it was like Mexico, New York. And I'm like, bro, leave your town for a second. Just drive down 31. It's happening.
They're doing something.
Or this is
something.
The biggest prank that's ever happened on Central New York.
We're going to have ourselves a puppy.
People don't have their childhood homes anymore for this factory. So this would be real bad if it's not happening.
Yep. Builds factories.
JK.
Snickers.
Got him.
Just kind of sneaks away.
Got him. It is happening, dog. It is.
It's going to be a lot of... Like 2 years away from a lot of dentist office, pawn shop,
Spirit Halloween.
Yep, a random smoothie place.
Ashton Kutcher's gonna run out and be like, "You're all punk, Central New York."
Some random kids center with a ball pit.
Multiple sky zones. It's gonna be good.
Yep, couple sky zones.
It's gonna be good.
Puka, Bella, I'm sure you've noticed some changes.
Who are you talking to?
I'm just practicing for when I have to tell the dogs about the twins. You know, because they'll...
Be fine in the spacious third row seat.
But the twins...
Can sleep peacefully thanks to the rear manual sunshade.
And what about the...
Extra cargo space for strollers and dog beds?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Can we go to the hospital now? The contractions are getting closer.
The three-row Lexus TX. Because everyone should feel like the center of the universe. See Burdick Lexus in Cicero.
The show.fm. For all of our links and video streams, you're going to want to get it there right now because I'm going to your play ass. A quick game with Cody.
Get your ass.
This is Tim McGraw. See if I know this song. He's at the amphitheater tonight.
Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing when he was 8 years old.
8 years old.
Little girl came through the.
You're gonna get yelled at by Susan. She loves Tim McGraw.
Singers all. I don't care.
His dad looked
Susan always
down
yells
and smiled.
No, this is terrible.
Said, we can't leave her behind.
I don't hate it because I like 90s country.
No, it's all.
Son, I know you. Let me just hear the hook.
I thought this was Power 100.9.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Said, take Jimmy Johnson. Take Tommy Thompson. Take my best friend, Bo. Take anybody that you want, as long as she don't go. Take any boy in the world. Daddy, please don't take the girl.
Does his dad kill a girl?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to, let's, you're all enjoying the song. I'm not going to ruin it.
Does his dad go and kill a little kid?
I think it sounds like he's killing all of his friends except for the girl. I'm not going to, listen. What? You guys enjoy.
What?
Enjoy your Tim McGraw. I don't know, bud. Cody.
That's his most famous song.
Cody.
That one?
No, I don't know. If you're going to kill all the children that I know, just don't kill the girl I like, please. Okay? Hey, wipe it from your brains. Let's move on.
I'll never be able to.
Twitch.tv/theshow.
I'll never forget that.
I'm going to play a quick game. This is my favorite game to play with Cody. Cody, guess the sound. What do you think this is? Cody? Let's play it one more time. Cody, can you guess this sound?
It sounds like somebody's like scraping something. So, because I want to say a goat, and it's obviously not a goat.
No. Nope.
But it's somebody like scraping something, because that background sound you hear means something.
So the background sound you're hearing.
Yeah.
Is hinges basically going up and down.
Hinges?
This is not a living thing. This is a simulation of a living thing.
Is it one of those times where one of those like old timey screen doors is closing weird?
Give it to you one more time. So Cody, what you're hearing right there, and I'm going to show it to you in Twitch and YouTube. Do you want me to tell you what it is first, or
no.
You wanted to see it first?
Yeah. Show me on the screen.
All right, here it is on the screen, Cody Mac.
Is that a gyna? What is that?
It is a silicone mouth.
For your pee-pee?
It's gonna be for somebody's pee-pee. Absolutely.
Or is it like a fish? Or?
Yeah, it's a robotic mouth.
What am I looking at?
It's like a fish mouth.
It looks like Donald Trump, the whole thing. All of it. It's got the hair.
It physically replicates human speech using an air pump for lungs, a silicone tongue, and 8 artificial vocal cords.
Why?
I don't know why.
For what, though?
Science, I guess. Yeah, Nebraska's right. That's already been for somebody's pee-pee.
I mean, I don't know. It's got little, like, teeth on it or something.
Probably just trying to understand like human speech patterns, I guess, maybe. I don't know. If you're not able to look in our video right now, I did repost this.
Who, a fish scientist?
Yeah, I guess so.
Is there some fish wearing a lab coat going, we can almost understand human language?
Well, you know they were working on this in the lab. So for those of you just listening, let me describe this to you. It's exactly a fleshlight, but like for a mouth. Like, you know how the Fleshlight Company makes vaginas, beeholes, and mouths?
And it's kind of like a little tickler.
It's like a mouth.
A little tickler
but
tongue.
But it's also got like a hinge underneath it. Katie, if you're not able to see the video, consider yourself lucky.
Yeah.
It's got a silicone tongue, and they're moving these hinges up and down in an effort to maybe understand human vocal cords or whatever.
We understand them already. We're good.
I thought we did.
There's nothing left to know about the human vocal cords, is there?
I don't know. Maybe they want to.
And why does it have to be
things?
a Why does it have to be a fish face?
And why does the tongue gotta go... Like, look at the tongue. The tongue is like...
That's what makes me want to put my wiener in there.
I mean, you know, it's already happened. The breakfast already, it's already happened. Because you know they came in one morning and they're like, where's... Dave, have you seen the silicone mouth anywhere? We were going to do some tests on it today.
Slowly goes and gets
it. That was today?
Out of his office.
Yeah. I thought we left it on the counter.
We were
Hold on. No, they moved it. So I'm going to go
Weird.
Get it.
Oh, you know what? They were cleaning.
Yeah, and they were like, where should I put this?
So I moved it.
I put it in my car.
Into my bedroom.
So.
In my house.
Give me like 30 minutes. They took it down to...
You know what, though? Maybe 45. It might be dirty. I might have dropped it.
And, like, I might have accidentally put it in my dishwasher, so...
I also might have had sex with it.
We do have a Discord. I know a lot of you are going to miss us while we take our annual summer break. And if you want to keep chatting with each other, you can in our Discord. You're all in there.
I won't necessarily been missing it.
And then we'll come back and you'll be happy to see us again and we'll miss you greatly. But if you want to keep chatting with each other, I know that we got a great community here. Join the Discord. The link is in our chat right now.
Or there you go.
If you want it on the text line, text me and I'll send it to you. K-Rock text line 315-364-109. Bring up your ghosty box. Because last night we were on Cocoa Puffs. And Cody's mother lives in a haunted house. It's not, there's no conjecture about that. She lives in a haunted house.
Yo mama.
Cody has seen a spirit. A farmer in the yard, your mother,
same thing.
Chris have seen things. Last time you watched the dogs in the house, something was rattling the bedroom door handle.
No.
It's a lot going on.
There's a lot.
So thanks to our buddy Scotty over at East Coast Emeralds, he gave us some ghosty stuff to borrow. Wonderful. And this Ovulus
device.
This Ovulus device. Spits out words. And as we've said time and time again on this show, sure, they might just spit out nonsense and you can find meanings for things and reasons for things.
Yeah.
But then when it does very specific things.
Right? Yeah. Then
it's not great.
Then
like
it's
when Cody
weird.
Was at his apartment where his father's ashes are, Frank is his roommate. Didn't Frank say both of his ex-wives' names?
Yeah. Yeah.
He said both of his ex-wives' names.
He said numerous things. I wish we, like,
wrote
them all
down. Or whatever. Yeah, that's why you got to tune in live.
The amount of things that he said was crazy.
And then last night, you're at Debbie's Doobie Den, Debbie's Doobie Dungeon.
Yep.
Now, I'm not going to gas up your mother, but your mother was really funny last night. I'll tell you about that in a second. You fire up this ghost device. We're about halfway into Cocoa Puffs, and it says Debbie.
Like
at Deb's house.
Yep.
It says Debbie.
Yep.
And then the next name it says.
Because it was. Well, yeah. Because it was being very quiet.
Yeah, it wasn't doing much.
It wasn't saying much. And then out of nowhere. Yeah.
Said Debbie. And then the next name.
David. Which I had at the time. I didn't know. I had no idea. But after my mom said, oh, guess what? That was the first guy I was engaged to. He's dead too.
So David, well, she killed another man. I mean, you can't keep track of the amount of men at this point.
That we know of.
That we know of, exactly. That's the phrase, that we know of.
I mean, who knows? I may have had two brothers at some point. I have one.
You could have at some point.
I don't know.
I'm trying to tell your current stepfather he's in grave danger.
But I
does not seem to care.
He's having a great time.
He likes
he
to live life on the edge.
Yeah, he don't mind.
So it says your mother's first fiancé's name.
Yeah. Mm.
Now, where Deb was being funny is she could connect to her video camera inside the house, the camera she uses to yell at her dogs.
Yep.
The second it said Debbie, she started to talk like a ghost through the thing.
Both
of our moms are very funny.
How well could you hear that?
Perfectly.
All right.
Go back and watch the video, because after it says Debbie, you hear a voice off in the distance go, be nice to your mother.
Oh, see, I couldn't hear what it said at first. I thought... kids were riding by on bikes.
No, it was a disembodied voice in the background. It was hysterical.
But then immediately I was like, all the windows are closed. So I realized you can see like the moment.
She was playing with you.
You almost can see the moment I realized as I turned back.
Fuzz says, I was high enough to think it was a real ghost.
mean, it might have been.
Go back and watch it. It's available on demand, all of our streams, right on our Twitch channel or theshow.fm. Yep. So what other words do we get?
And then later it said scruple.
Which it always says that, and I have lived in the town of Scruple most of my life, but I don't think it knows how to spell it. Nobody
doesn't. No.
Nobody actually does. Nobody has ever spelled Scruple correctly, nor knows how to.
Yep. And then for fun, it shot out alone.
Which you were.
Evil.
Then it's always nice.
Devil.
Okay.
Table. Because it was on the
sitting
table.
On
and
the
I'm
table.
Like,
okay.
Like, are you kidding me? Okay. And then I don't know where, and then let's see. Oh, this was the other one. I knew there was another one. And then, like, just out of nowhere, it went camera.
Because there was a camera. There was a camera on a table. Yep.
And then I think I touched it a couple times. It's a drive an island as I was setting it down.
But, yeah. Do we know if Debbie killed David in the town of Scruple? Maybe that happened. Maybe that was
a clue.
He's trying to give us hints. Check for the evidence under the floorboards.
Yeah. Slain Island. Is there an island?
Yes, we have the island. We have Treasure Island.
In Scruple?
In the town of Scruple, right there in Phoenix. Remember I told you about that island?
That's the treasure.
Is that where she hid the evidence? Is that where the murder weapon is?
She swam his body out there like a dog carrying a dead pheasant.
Yeah. Or she killed him.
That's what I mean.
The poison bottles or the whatever. Yep, whatever she hid on Treasure Island there in the town of Scruple.
That's why you're never allowed to go out there.
No, she's very... Don't ever go out to that island. No, very dangerous.
Oh, terrible island.
That's why she instilled a fear of swimming in rivers to you. She didn't want you poking around.
Son of a bitch.
No, Code, you don't want to go in that water. There's snakes and fish.
All my real daddies are on the island.
You don't want to go over there.
On Snake Island.
Well, speaking of parents, a new study has come out that shows the average parent spends... Now, I don't like how they phrase this. The average parent loses this many minutes a year driving their kids around. I don't think it's a loss. I think it's raising your kids. That's your responsibility. You got to drive them around.
Yeah, until they get their license. That's kind of, I mean, it's not like.
Yeah, she says allegedly in chat.
Yeah, right. Not, yeah, I mean,
Chris,
it's not like.
Chris, run!
Yeah, run,
Chris,
bud.
Get out of there.
Oh, man.
Save yourself.
It's not like you have to,
mm-hmm.
but, I mean, your kids are kind of allowed to, like, you know, do stuff. So, and if they can't get there.
They can't drive.
You kind
of. There's a lot of parents who don't recognize the fact that you brought these people into this world.
Now I'm in seventh grade.
Kind of your responsibility.
And I got to go to a dance.
Yeah.
And you got to come get me after.
Yeah. Sorry.
But not too soon. Because you got to let me try to mac it on the girls while I'm there to the end.
You've got to try to mac it to the last possible minute, dude.
And see if you can get an invite
did
to
your
like,
dances,
come hang out.
Did your dances end with a slow dance? That was the big dance?
I don't really remember.
I waited, dude, to the very end. I waited.
Yep.
I waited to hope.
You just got to wait.
Just wait for that final song. Josh! Now, in Bob's defense, he didn't choose to have me.
No.
But he wanted that Tam Tam 2 hips.
But.
And I came along with it.
That's almost worse. He knew and still signed up.
That's why I say my mom's the best lady in Oswego County. She's got to be.
She does things that you don't even
know. She puts on a Billy Joel record, and before you know it,
locks the doors.
Yeah. So that's you know
game
what?
Over.
It was worth it. To come, to take on Joey and me.
And then still stick around?
Ham Tam's got to be a good time in the sack. I can't think of any other reason he sticks around. But you were. I was waiting for last call, JoJo. I was absolutely waiting for last call. Hopefully, one of these ladies will want to dance with your boy. He's got some CK1 on. You tell me I don't smell good?
I mean, come on. I got Adidas on.
I got Adidas on. I got my hair parted down the middle.
Oh, I probably had spiked.
They say the parents spend 6,858 minutes a year driving their kids around.
Yep, sorry.
Sorry, I chose to have the
kids.
I
don't know what to tell you. I don't know any other option. It's just kind of like, it's one
do
of those.
Do I complain about it? Of course I do.
Yeah, that's the parents' right.
But
they
I love
get to complain
them.
About it, but.
I love them.
And then you take me to soccer.
Do I love that his golf course that he has a membership at is 20 minutes away? So I got to go 20, drive home 20. Two hours later, drive 20, come home 20. I'm going to complain about it as a parent.
I mean, if you would learn
to just I love him.
Paddle his legs a little faster,
you
could bike there in 30.
Mm-hmm.
But okay.
Yeah.
Going to carry the golf bag. Oh, my God.
Over a full school year, that adds up to that many minutes. About 15 8-hour work days are spent behind the wheel, getting your kids to and from the places. All right?
Yeah.
Katie says, I drove to Palmyra and back, Brockport and back, and Penfield and back this past weekend for my kid. That's 9 hours just for 1 weekend worth of baseball games. But we love them. I don't know why we do it, but we do it because we love them. Because you know what? When they're not in that car anymore, you're going to be sad about it. You're going to miss it.
God, shut up.
Mm-hmm.
So lame.
God, shut up.
I don't even care. Yep.
You take it for granted.
Yeah, it's one of those where you don't really think about it. You just kind of have to.
Mm-hmm.
That's my life.
I've driven some crazy distances for my kids.
Yeah, that's like
going back to the last hour. I drove my kid to New Jersey to hang with somebody for a while, and I hung out in a hotel. My youngest does the basketball games all over town. We play in a small school district, so I got to drive to the smallest towns you've ever seen.
That's one of those where it's like the rite of passage. Once you have kids, then we start playing a bunch of stupid-ass sports that you got to take us to and from.
And sit through. And we got to watch the sports, too.
And we're bad.
We're going to watch the sports.
And we're not like pros. So get ready for some high scoring 20-18 basketball game.
And sometimes there's not enough coaches, so I have to be a coach.
Yeah. Are there any parents that can work the shot clock?
I've done that. I've coached a T-ball team. I did a whole season as a T-ball coach. I did a whole season as a soccer coach.
I remember the days of, do any parents want a ref?
I've done those. I umpired a baseball game because the umpire wasn't there.
That's going to end up in either a therapy session or a good book story someday or whatever of how I was traumatized when Drunk Frank got to umpire one of my baseball games and would dance before he would strike kids out.
Tell me more about this.
I don't remember tons of it. I just remember him. That was one of the first times I realized, but I didn't know, like, alcohol, that something, this isn't regular behavior for an adult.
Did he know he was umping it? Because I didn't know till I got to the game. Was it like surprise?
Deb might know. She might know if he knew. He always knew and he didn't care.
I didn't know if maybe he was like, he thought he was just going to watch his kid play baseball, so he's catching a little buzz.
Either way, he would still probably
be dancing and
be
stuff.
Having a buzz.
So what did he do? He was hammered behind home plate?
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe not hammered, but definitely.
His tolerance was probably higher than most.
Yeah. So but I remember, like, he, like, all right, so it's like a strike three. Hey, like, stuff like that. Yeah.
And were you embarrassed by it?
I see, then again, too young, don't remember. Again, my mom would know.
Oh my God, that was so bad.
I'm sure I was embarrassed, but no. I never acted on anything till way, way, way later when he showed up to take me Christmas shopping once and he was hammered and I tried to beat him up.
Oh, because, yeah, you didn't like
by
that.
By then, I was old enough, and I was like, I'm going to try to hit him.
Yeah, Deb says he didn't know it was last second they called him to ump the game.
So he was there to have a good time.
Yeah, he was there to have a good time. He had a baseball game.
And he still had a good time.
He had a great time.
Still had a good time.
But did none of the other parents?
Oh, he was hammered. Yeah.
Did any of the other parents care? You don't remember so long ago.
I'm sure they did.
All right.
But again, back then, you know what I mean?
We'll pick that scab a little bit, see if we can open that up in therapy a little bit. The Endless Fires Fest. Guys, this is a big show, big festival that is happening.
Wow.
Holy smokes. All these bands coming to Sharky's over the course of 2 days. Gwar, 3-6 Mafia, Circle Jerks, Comeback Kid, Immure. I feel like Immure's played something for us before.
I don't think it's that one that you're thinking of.
Okay, Lil White, Madball, X-Cops, so many bands. Like every band is coming to the show. Boundaries, Project Pat, so many more.
Yes.
So much fest over at Sharky's, August 15th and 16th.
It's like
where festival meets vast.
10 scoops. Of festival.
It's a lot of scoops.
Like you're getting
10 is a good number to put on this.
Say that you get this many scoops of this much festival and you put it on, in a bag and you put it on the weighing thing like a Balt Candy or Wegmans. You're paying your mortgage.
You're paying it. It's a lot of
That's
scoops.
How many scoops.
Pre-sale tickets start at $60. I've got weekend passes.
He's got them.
I've got them right here.
Just shut up.
Right here.
Just shut up.
I got a bunch of them.
Right
so I want you to put in your phone right now 424-ROCK-315. 424-7625 in about 2-3 minutes. I'm going to put that live and start giving away some of these Endless Fires Fest tickets. Give them a follow, endlessfiresfest.com. Well, Cody, it's out there. It's out in the world now. And what is that? That's the 11 herbs and spices. As Colonel Sanders,
what?
Recipe planner, sold at auction yesterday for $30,000. It was a leather-bound planner belonging to Colonel Sanders.
I say, this is preposterous.
Sold at a Shelbyville, Kentucky auction. Shelbyville's a real place, Simpsons?
Really?
All right.
Okay.
The planner contained a handwritten list of exactly 11 ingredients.
No way.
The same number linked to KFC's legendary secret recipe, sparking speculation it held the famous formula. A Seattle family found and discovered this book in a home they lived in, I guess Colonel Sanders used to live in. KFC sued to suppress the list, but then dropped the case.
Wow. Didn't that guy say he had it?
His like nephew or something?
Yeah, I thought there was like a colonel relative that was like, I got the recipe.
Mm-hmm. His.
But it's not, I mean, I don't know it, but it's not hard, right? It's not like anything that's like crazy, because isn't it out there what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Like the special spice is like white pepper or something, I think.
Well,
or
honestly,
I don't remember.
We can all debate the 11 herbs and spices. I don't think that's the trick for KFC. I think their trick is whatever that double boiler thing that they use.
The fact that, yeah, we all don't have a giant machine.
Yeah, they have some crazy machine.
To deep fry the balls off of our chicken.
We don't have that.
No, that's what it is.
You can come up with the spices all you want, but if you don't, you're not going to get that same skin.
If all of a sudden you came out and told me that for 5 years you've been using 8 spices, I'd be like, okay.
All right, whatever.
Okay. No, sorry, actually, we've only been using 3. Okay.
That's good chicken.
That was a good chicken.
That's good chicken.
Wow.
Other items also drew bids. His clip-on bow tie fetched $8,000.
Wow. That's a real thing. He's a real person.
And like, as we always ask, then what? You got an $8,000 bow tie.
That's just like
you put it on your wall? You gonna? Yeah.
No, I'm putting it in I'm putting it in a thing.
See that bow tie? Colonel Sanders bow tie.
Yeah, I'm putting it in a thing so people can know. But again, it's a weird.
Or what I would do is I would bid on that if I were a franchisee owner.
Because
I'm like, come to my location. I got Colonel Sanders.
No, yeah.
Because I'm wearing it. I'm
putting
around
that son of a bitch right on.
Nebraska, it was a clip-on. What a phony.
What a phony.
Yeah, Micah, it's a pressure cooker that I don't have. We don't have.
I got that.
We don't have.
I got time for that. But yeah,
but if you had a franchise location and you're like, you see this behind the register?
Yep.
That is actually Colonel Sanders' bow tie.
I would have been at this and trying to buy anything that was his.
Mm-hmm.
And get his pantaloons.
Smashing Pumpkins. They're out in Chicago right now.
Yeah.
For Lollapalooza. And he brought Peter Brady on stage last night.
Here's Peter Brady.
I was saying it earlier. I was like, you know what, man?
Why?
Well, I don't know why. I was saying, I love the Smashing Pumpkins, but Billy Corgan makes it so hard sometimes.
Yeah, he's like that he's a wrestling
promoter
too.
Brady Bunch star Barry Williams came on stage.
Of course.
During their Lollapalooza pre-show to sing It's a Sunshine Day.
They're just doing. They're doing a sound check.
No, this was during the performance.
But it's a pre thing.
Yeah, they've been playing shows all week.
But
like,
it's not
to an audience.
But it's not actual Lollapalooza,
no,
right?
No, Lollapalooza's this weekend.
But I bet their set doesn't include this. I'd be pissed. Wait 25 years and you hear this crap? You're a Brady Bunch song.
You're like, what is going on
with
up there?
Like the worst Brady. Nobody cared about that kid.
Billy Corgan, I guess, is a Brady maniac. He's brought out Susan Olsen, who played Cindy Brady before, and he's had them both on his podcast.
Okay.
Sure. I guess if I were Billy Corgan and I could just do that, I would.
It's one of those where he's like, I don't need to. I can do whatever I want. I don't need to listen to people now. I'm already rich.
Yeah.
We're not playing these shows because, you know, we're an upstart band.
Mm-hmm.
People demand me, and I grace them with my presence. So
he did that thing for a while, too, where, like, you'd go see him, and he wouldn't play the stuff that you knew. He was doing, like, deeper stuff, and you're like,
yeah.
I don't care about the Zwan songs.
No. Play Tonight, shut up.
Do 1979 and shut up.
Scream up in a rat in a cage and shut up. Find your Zero shirt and shop up.
Well, we did it, Cody. The New York State Fair is one of the top food fairs in the country. I mean, I guess there's only 50 of them, so we're...
I bet. I mean, yeah.
We're number four.
We got a lot of room.
There are a lot of reasons that people love state fairs, rides, carnival games, and so much more. But of course, it's always the food. People love going and getting their foods at their fairs.
Yeah.
And the New York State Fair is the fourth best food fair in the country.
It is. The amount of options are unreal.
Mm-hmm.
It's overwhelming, the amount of options.
Now, I've only ever been to our state fair, so I
same.
Would, if anybody's listening who's experienced other state fairs, let me know how we shape up.
I've never been to another fair.
Minnesota State Fair was number one.
Here we got a lot of good food here at Minnesota State Fair.
Wisconsin State Fair was number two.
Okay.
They do a lot with the cheese and dairy and stuff out there.
Yeah, I bet that one's fun.
Same with the Iowa State Fair.
I've heard that one's fun. I've seen that one on like those shows where they show fairs.
Yeah, I get that those three beat us.
Yep.
Because whenever, like Cody said, whenever like Travel Channel or whatever is doing their
little TV shows,
fair food extravaganza, they show these places.
We're at the Iowa State Fair.
Well, the New York State Fair came in fourth.
Okay.
Followed by Indiana State Fair.
Welcome to the back of our ass, Indiana. You're number five.
That's what I'm saying. If you can't wait for Ted and Amy to retire, just maybe get one of these.
Just head on over to Indiana.
States. Yeah, head down to Pennsylvania.
Welcome to the Pennsylvania State Fair.
State Fair of Texas came in number six.
That's a big one.
The Big E, which I don't know what this is.
Nollins?
The Big E is six state fairs in one, with each New England state getting its own building.
What?
It's in Massachusetts, so they take all of the New England states and give them one fair?
They gotta make everything confusing down there in Boston.
I gotta do everything out there.
Nah, we get a couple of these guys, and what we do is we all hang out together down at Harvard Yard.
Now, Florida and North Carolina both made the list, but surprisingly, in the top 10, the Alaska State Fair.
All right, where do they have it?
In Palmer, Alaska.
Oh, I mean, okay. Interesting. I would have never have guessed that Alaska.
I wonder what they're doing at the Alaska State Fair.
They would have a state fair, but it's up there.
Text line says, the Florida State Fair is like the Oswego County Fair.
Ah.
Which, first of all, obviously, how dare you? But yes, I mean, that's a good way to describe it, I guess.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's all messed up.
I don't know, man.
Huh.
I don't know. Well, if you don't want to wait for the state fair to get something to eat, other good news and food, as DoorDash.
Is this readily available?
This what? What? More readily available.
Food.
You want food?
Just in general.
You could eat. I could eat.
No, I just mean, he said, if you don't wait till the state fair.
Hold on. I don't know what you're saying.
It's just that food is very
food
readily available.
Food is available, yes.
That's what I'm saying. You said, if you don't want to wait.
I was just trying to tie it into another story I was going to do here.
I was just being a jerk.
DoorDash has received FAA certification to allow commercial drone delivery of your favorite treats.
All right. I mean, I always wonder with that, how that works with, like, I think of my place immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do they go through, because it's going to have to, like, lower itself through the trees and maneuver, you know
what I
mean?
Yeah, I don't think it can get to your door if it's coming by a drone. It's just going to be in your yard,
right? Drop it in the field next to them.
Yeah, like.
We put this out here in the middle of the field. Go get it.
Especially in the middle of the winter. I don't know what they're going to do with that.
Yeah, it would have to be for, like, I would imagine houses, not apartments.
I'm sure that's going to start in, like, major cities, not here.
Yeah.
The company will now design, build, and operate its own drones along with supporting software and ground infrastructure. Drones will be built here in the good old U.S.
Damn right.
Stanley Tang, the company's founder, noted the company began delivering food from fellow... Oh, he's just giving a. They started this business out of a Honda in 2013.
Okay.
Calling the drones the next frontier of delivery. We're waiting for full launch and all that. Yeah, I'm with Joe in chat. Someone's shooting that out of the sky and stealing your chicken wings. I'm doing that. I would do that.
Yeah, I see somebody like with a Pizza Hut, whatever. I'm hucking a rock at you. Sorry.
Yeah,
let me get that pizza real quick.
It's survival of the fittest out here, gang.
Yeah, we got that McDonald's bag.
If I see a Taco Bell bag flying above my head, I'm Dennis the Menace.
Where you think you're going?
Slingshotting that bitch down, and that's mine now.
Where you think you're going?
Kelly, exactly right. Also, another way to take jobs from people. Not so fast, DoorDash delivery drivers.
I don't think so.
But what are they going to do here? They get their daily DoorDash of Starbucks every single day in our sales department.
When the Starbies shows up, oh no.
You're taking money out of that poor person's job.
The drone just knocks on the door a couple times, just runs into it a couple times, and you got to know to come out.
What's amazing about our coworkers is that they get DoorDash Starbucks every day at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Nobody could just stop for that on the way in.
That's what I mean.
Nobody just could just grab the Starbucks on the way. You'd rather have a $20 coffee.
Place that order and go grab it.
Then just stop on the way in?
I don't know where they all live.
So you give the order to somebody.
No, I'm saying I don't know where, if they all live like close to it or whatever. But yeah, no, that is one of our, we both have that pet peeve of if you're through, you're right there anyway.
Yeah, I want people to make money delivering DoorDash. I just think it's stupidly irresponsible.
Yeah.
To every day spend $20 on coffee. Anyways.
Especially if it's right there.
Follow us, theshow.fm, for all the links and locations.
Too funny.
As we're saying, Katie says her parents share a Hotmail address.
Yep. Nope, that was...
I can't imagine my stepfather even has an email address. Outside of what he needed for work, but he's retired now.
Yeah, so. I bet he had a work one that, like, he had a computer at work that it was always open.
Or they made him connect it to something on his phone, because he never had a smartphone until, I think, work forced him to have one.
Yep, it was tough for that. Oh, man. No.
The smartphone he has now is at least 10 years old, and it's...
He doesn't need it for anything now.
The case that's on it is taped together or whatever.
It's fine. It keeps it going.
I was complaining because I set up a whole internet mesh system in my parents' house, and I gave them great internet.
Yeah.
And then my nanny passes away, and it was disassembled.
I can't even
imagine.
So
now my mother's complaining about the internet again. I solved the problem.
Because what was even there? Just like another, like a little box or something?
What do you mean?
What did he take down?
He has old Spectrum equipment.
Yeah.
Because, like I've told you guys in the chat, he thinks if he goes into the Spectrum store,
he's not wrong.
He's going to get scammed.
Yep.
And he's probably right.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to go in there, and the next thing I know, my bill's $200 more, Josh.
Out of nowhere for the same stuff I got right now.
I tell him that's not, all he's literally got to do is say, can I get the upgraded box? So he doesn't.
Yeah.
I think he's got the box we had with Roadrunner back in the 1900s. Probably. So I moved that to another room.
Okay.
Because my mother needed to have a camera on my nanny.
Yeah.
She was older. There was no internet in the house. It wasn't working. So I moved everything around, and I set up this whole Google Mesh system so every corner of the house had speedy, fast internet.
Gotcha.
And then nanny passes away. I moved the box and took those things, Josh.
But where did he put them?
I don't know. So I'm starting to get email. My mother's texting me, Josh, why can't I get internet in the bedroom anymore?
Well, that's why.
I did it. I fixed it, Mom.
You could.
Talk to your husband.
I can give you one guess.
Talk to your husband. And give you one answer.
What do you think happened?
Yeah, Dunes is right. That I don't need those plugged in all day.
You're draining the batteries.
I don't need those plugged in. I'm paying for these, Josh.
No, every one of these is money out of my pocket.
Bud. That's how they get you.
What? So your mother can read her books in the bedroom?
Now, the irony of it is he's a man as well as he may be the cheapest human you ever met. He will pay for the AHL network so he can watch the Syracuse Crunch.
That is funny.
And if he can't watch the Syracuse Crunch
people like that will pay
on his 10-year-old laptop,
well, no, hell no.
Then he will cause a stink.
Yeah.
So, like, there's only one room, I think, that it works in for him to watch the away games.
Gotcha.
So he'll just sit in that room. I think it's like the kitchen maybe or something.
Just sits at a table.
I'm watching it, Josh. They don't need all your fancy internets.
It would help everything, but we don't need it.
Well, a Memphis FedEx store got a little chaotic this week, Cody. As
they do.
They tend to do.
You ever been into a FedEx store, dude?
Roderick Duncan. I didn't know you could just mail iguanas around, but you can. You can ship live animals, I guess.
How?
Snakes and lizards, maybe,
really?
I guess.
You have to probably put them. I'm sure there's... I don't know. That doesn't seem smart.
So, he went to the FedEx store to pick up his animal.
Okay.
The staff said, hey, can we see your iguana? He opened the box. Iguana took off.
Yeah, gone.
It's been in a box on a truck, on a plane. Yes, getting out of here.
Bye.
I'm on the iguana side.
Bye.
When he opened the box, the iguana jumped out.
Yeah.
People behind the counter freaked out because, quote, it was bigger and way... It was bigger, way bigger than I expected. I get that all the time.
I mean, give me a little tail whip.
So we were shocked when it took off running. Duncan had expected the iguana named Titan to stay calm.
Yeah.
Since iguanas typically play dead when handled, but Titan came out ready for all the smoke.
You know, but when they've been held captive in a box for several days, they tend to get what? Antsy?
Yeah, you think? Yeah, farmers mail baby chicks all the time. You can mail chicks, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
You can get fish shipped too, Sarah says in chat.
That's so weird.
And that is the thing that a lot of people learn the hard way, is that iguanas are way bigger than you think an iguana's going to be.
Yeah.
They're literally dinosaurs. We complain about it a lot in here.
I don't like them.
I do not care for iguanas.
I don't like
them. I'm not a lizard guy. I'm not like a snake lizard guy. I don't like that kind of stuff.
I like lizards and snakes and stuff.
Lizard.
Lizard. I don't like iguanas, though. They're ugly. I don't like their skin flaps.
Don't they got like little spiky spikes on there? Like, I don't like mohawk?
Yeah, I was gonna say, it looks like it's got a mohawk. I don't like that. That's a criminal.
Mm-mm.
I don't like the little tail whips. I don't like anything about them.
Nope.
No.
Can you shoot those too in Florida?
I don't know if you can shoot them. I'm sure there's ways you can, but they're definitely invasive and they want you to get rid of them and grab them.
Carissa's mom said she had one as a class pet.
No, I think, again, the lady and her daughter across the street from me growing up had one.
An iguana?
Yeah.
And it would just wander the yard, you said?
No, in the house.
It would just wander around the house?
It would just be in the living room. And then when it died.
Where do they poop and pee? Anywhere?
Anywhere it wants, probably.
And then what were you going to say when it died?
When it died in the winter, they put it in the freezer because they had to bury it because it was a pet. So they had an iguana freezer.
I've done that.
For a winter. I was like, oh, that's
sucks. Carissa got to watch the iguana for Christmas vacation one year.
Hell no.
Always wash your hands after handling the iguana, Carissa.
Iguanas make your hands stink.
I hear a lot of you using that phrase, born in a barn, like it's a bad thing. Well, if it's so bad, it wasn't so bad for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
You know what doesn't cool down in the summertime? My love for Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Out here saying,
I can't, my
looks
groin.
Like you were born in a barn. Well, guess who else was? When there was no room at the inn. Okay?
You know,
maybe it ain't so bad to be born in a barn.
When you're out on that lake fishing for perch, bass, maybe a little praise.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You can catch there.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
And you can catch praise without a worm or...
Kids, bring it in.
Crayfish, frog.
Bring it in.
Just a little love.
I think about fish. I think about loaves. I think about loaves and fishes. And I think about... You know, you can teach a man to fish.
Hey.
You can't even do it. I'm waiting to see until you can... You're going to have a 2-week injury now. Hey. Hey. From leaving your leg up that high.
You know, I bet it was a good fisherman.
Guys, look at him.
Walking on water. Jesus Christ. You can get to parts of the lake we can't even get to.
If you're not watching, he's got his leg up on the table.
Right here is actually kind of comfortable. I'm kind of in a position where my body's kind of stuck.
It'll be comfortable.
Yeah.
Until tomorrow morning when you wake up and you feel a pulled muscle you never noticed before.
You know what? And I'll still be praising Jesus.
I know you will, bud.
For such a glorious...
Yeah, he tore a hamstring. He's tearing all the muscles right now. Well, researchers have developed a tiny sensor that can detect dopamine from a single teardrop.
I'll tell you how I get my dopamine release.
Church. Sunday school.
A little Bible.
Little Bible study. I don't know what this is for.
Yeah, what?
It's to detect extremely small amounts of dopamine, which is all I have. It's a brain chemical that controls movement, mood, and thinking. Researchers are hoping this breakthrough could one day help doctors spot conditions like Parkinson's without needles or blood draws.
That's pretty cool. All right, it's kind of cool, I guess, then.
That's pretty cool. In other news, when it comes to science, artificial intelligence was just created. An artificial intelligence system just created a burger recipe that outscored McDonald's Blind Mac in a blind taste test.
What was it?
The tool they've named Burger AI was trained on 2,216 burger recipes.
Yo.
Went through billions of possible ingredient combinations.
Yeah.
Its goals was to balance taste, nutrition, and environmental impact.
But how did it make it?
I don't know maybe if it was part of it. So theirs was a combination of beef and mushrooms. 100. But think about it. What if it's ground up mushrooms and you're not tasting the mushrooms?
It's just part
of the filler.
Like how you trick me into eating my vegetables when you grind it up and put it into my pasta
sauce?
That's
how I got to give him his vitamins. Yeah.
I get 3 helpings of vegetables just from eating my scabby.
The mushrooms help significantly reduce its impact on the environment.
Okay. That's neat.
I guess if you ground up the mushrooms and I didn't know they were in there.
I'll try it because I tried one of those Beyond Burger things.
Yeah, that wasn't terrible. I'm not going to buy it again.
It was all salt.
It was all salt to you?
Or it was just spices or whatever. That's all I tasted was seasoning.
Well, where did you have it?
I got the Burger King
one.
So
did I, and I didn't hate it.
No, yeah, it was not for me.
I would never get it again, but I...
If they were like, hey, guess what? Too bad. Burgers are canceled. It's these now.
It's the only option?
I don't know if I would buy burgers then. But it's not like... I didn't go, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah.
I just went, oh, I don't think I'm going to get this again.
Yeah.
And then I ate the whole thing.
Garrett said, I would die. I'm very allergic to mushrooms. Yeah, I guess we have to tell you.
Okay, yeah.
We have to tell you ahead of
time.
Yeah,
let's not. We don't want to kill you.
It's a beer Friday. Joel and Carissa are back.
Hey-o.
Branching out Bottle Shop Township 5 in Camillus. Did you watch any of the Warped Tour live stream last weekend?
No, I should have.
I watched Real Big Fish. I watched Hot Mulligan.
Yes, they rip.
Yeah, they were really good. I'd never seen them live before. I only heard their music. They were really good.
They're fun.
We saw them at Beacon Skiff. Yep.
Yeah.
Lollapalooza streaming all this weekend on Hulu, too.
Ooh.
It's kind of my vibe for concerts is being at home in my recliner.
So much easier.
And
so
watching concerts.
During COVID, we did one optional with the Wonder Years because they had to cancel a tour.
Yeah.
And then they did like a Halloween thing.
Yeah.
And I got to have my buddy Mika sitting on my lap seeing my favorite band. And I was just like, this is amazing. I want to do this all the time.
MXPX was doing a lot of live from homes during that time. Like every Friday they would do it. Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
You get up and pee whenever you want.
Anytime. Yep. I got all my snacks, all my booze, all my beer.
Hello.
Let's get the business out of the way. Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus. What are the hours, Carissa?
We are 11 to 7 today, tomorrow, and noon to 5 on Sunday.
Awesome. And what's the price on our K-Rock 4-pack this week?
$15.
Now, before we get into that, Cody's taking over for a second here. As he's making us do a stupid thing that I don't want to do.
Let's do it.
I want to do it.
If we would have just remembered at any point in the last 2 weeks, we
would have been backlogged in any of this.
We would have done it, but I just forgot.
It's also a Buzzball Friday.
Buzzball Friday!
Let's go!
You know what? And I was protective of Chris up until I remembered that he's the one that buys
these.
He started this.
Yes.
Like, I've been telling him to run away from the Black Widow,
but you know what,
Chris? No, you deserve what's coming to you.
These
for
are
making
all,
us drink these Buzzballs.
I think this one is from him. The other ones I got.
All right, what is
Why
this
would
one?
You do that?
This is the World Cup one. The World Cup series of them.
Okay.
So this one is just the basic World Cup with all the teams. The goal melon. So that's this.
This isn't
one.
The spicy one, right?
No.
No, not
all
yet.
Right. Go ahead and drink yours.
Just melon.
Describe to the
like
audience.
Lime melon.
It smells like a melted lime Kool-Aid. Even Cody's making a face. All right.
No, I'm
like
not drinking any more of that.
Describe it.
I'm not drinking any more of that.
It's
like
exactly
the sweetest
God, this is awesome.
Melted popsicle, lime melted popsicle you've ever had. It's so sweet that it does
really
that thing to the back
like
of your
that.
Throat.
Joel likes it. You like
really?
It?
Yeah,
it
it's
tastes
awesome.
Like a melted popsicle.
No.
Yeah, I'm down.
No.
It's a melted popsicle with a little bit of booze in the end.
Do you want to alternate
a lot of
or
bit
just
of booze.
Go straight
yeah, I think
balls.
We should go Buzzball beer.
Oh, God.
Buzzball beer.
Oh,
are
God.
You begging for diarrhea? What are you talking about?
I already
about?
Have it, so
oh,
it's fine.
All right.
It's a good day to throw up.
You are going to have a headache.
We can do that.
Especially because you're enjoying the Buzz Balls.
Yeah,
everything's
say.
Fine.
All right.
Okay.
Let's start with our first beer. What's
oh
the price
God,
on this again?
Right. $15 and we're going around the world, which is so cool. They did not know that we were doing Buzz Balls from the World
Cup.
So.
Let's keep it going.
Look at
that.
Look at that. What's our first beer, Joel?
Oh, this smells
so
good.
So in order to go around the world, we have to start in New York State.
Hey, stop it. It's a Czech Pilsner.
We're getting to the airport. We're getting to the airport in New York.
We're
about to take off.
Yeah.
This is from Wild East in Brooklyn.
Ooh, okay.
And, you know, there's a couple airports near there.
We're going to get on the air train, head out to JFK, get on the, find have my terminal.
It's Patience and Fortitude, and it is a Czech-style Pilsner. So, you know, Czech.
I like these. I've always liked these Czech Pilsners.
This is a very approachable four-pack.
It's a good one.
Nothing,
I like that.
Nothing crazy going on.
Because I don't know what makes them a Czech-style Pilsner. I'm a Pilsner drinker, but what?
The malts and the grains that they choose.
It's got a little more bitterness to it than like a Pilsner you'd have around.
Yeah, a little more peppery.
Than like a Budweiser or whatever. Yeah. I like it.
I like that. That was good. It's like a beer.
Yeah, beer-flavored beer.
All right, Cody. Now over to
God.
Now
next
we go to Cody.
Is very similar looking.
Is this the pepper?
This one is the Smashin' Tina, the Argentina one, because they didn't win, so that
Messi
was
down
second,
on the pitch, drinking his Smashin' Tina.
So the first one was bright green.
This one's this like one a very like faded green.
Yeah, this one looks. This almost one is celery teal. Color.
I'm asking you.
This almost smells like cucumber.
Oh, it does.
I'm asking the show fam. Are any of you buying Buzz Balls by choice?
They are.
Yeah.
Because they're doing great. They sell out. They're going nuts right now.
What is the demographic?
They have so many varieties.
You don't sell them because they're not.
They're booze. I can't.
They're booze. But how come they're a Walgreens then?
What?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
You can get Buzz Balls?
No.
Yes, you can.
But is it like how you can get like Fireball at a gas station? Is it a different
Fireball? Because that's reduced ABV.
That's what I mean.
Yes. That's a reduced ABV.
Oh, I thought
15%.
Maybe they had reduced ones for.
Oh, maybe they make have a baby.
Because you go into Walgreens right now, there's a stack of Buzz Balls and there is a stack of beat boxes. Ben Riley sent me a picture of them.
Beatbox.
So maybe they have like a malt liquor version of it, which they can sell.
Yeah, they've got to have that.
All right.
I don't know.
Because these, you got at a liquor store?
Yeah. 15%, yeah. I can't see them selling that at all.
All right, what is this one, Cody?
I'm scared.
It's not. It's
the Smash.
This is the melon
one.
Pepper.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. My right eye closed.
It smells like cucumber.
It smells like
My right eye closed. What's the word?
Involuntarily. Yeah.
And I couldn't open it back up.
You did this. This is your bit. You have no leg to stand
on. This is lovely.
It's weird, though.
Cucumber.
Do
that's
I like
melon?
Buzz Balls? I think I like Buzz
Joe's
Balls, guys.
Joe's a Buzz Ball guy. Yeah, and that makes your right eye a weird thing.
Down into my belly.
There goes the Buzz Ball sponsorship. Oh my God, that sucks.
I don't think we're ever getting that.
Joel's
that
happily
sucks.
Sipping his and you are gay.
No, that's not good.
That sucks, dude.
Honestly, they had something there. And they added
delicious.
An ass ton of sugar.
Something. They are definitely sugar.
Besides the cucumber taste and the spiciness, it's also terrible. So,
yeah. That's hilarious.
Show brought to you by Buzzball today. Dude. That sucks. All right, give me a good beer. What do we got, Joel? Give me this.
Oh, so this one's special.
Yes, this is an important one to us because the year that we opened the shop, before we opened the shop.
Because we knew we were saying goodbye to vacations for the rest of our life.
Yep. We took a very big leap into international travel, and we went to Vietnam.
Ooh.
Now, while we were in Vietnam,
my niece just got back from Vietnam.
Lovely.
So beautiful.
I want to go back right now. One day, we kind of ditched out on a temple tour because we had already seen most of them.
And I wanted to just investigate on my own.
Yeah.
So we wandered around and we found a bunch of breweries, including this one,
that one
called Heart of Darkness.
But it's HOD in the United States because they got it CND and they're not allowed to use.
Oops. Oh, so it's HOD.
Yeah, because of the movie, I think.
Gotcha.
Or music or something. Okay. So HOD Brewing in the United States.
So this is all the way from Vietnam?
Yeah. So now they're distributed in the States. So we picked it up this week.
And you went to the actual brewery?
We went to the actual brewery.
That's cool.
What's a Vietnam brewery look like? Is it bigger? Smaller?
Much smaller. Everything's smaller. Like,
yeah.
They're all, I guess. It's similar to like a New York City, bar. Like it's really skinny, long, goes into the middle of the city block.
Yeah.
But I was kind of sad because
that's really
we went
yummy.
To a few different breweries and found craft beer, which wasn't very popular yet. And most of the time when we told them we were going to open a beer store, they were like, oh, our owner's here. And it was like some dude from California.
Yeah.
I was like, dang it.
Pomelo Pale Ale.
That's yummy.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's way better than the terrible Buzz Ball I had before that.
Hey.
I see Chris is in chat saying you're welcome. Chris.
Smash and Tina.
Chris, I tried to protect you from the Black Widow, but going forward now, you're on your own, bud. You're on your own.
I actually think if we blended the last one with this beer.
Go ahead.
Doing it.
Big talker. Go ahead. Mix them up.
The man who has a weak stomach is the one trying the weirdest stuff.
All right.
This is so gross.
I'm right there with you. I'm doing it.
All right, fine. Yeah. I'll do it.
I'm right there with you.
I will not because you
at least for once have
just ruined a good beer.
Oh no, that's yep.
Oh
yep.
No.
Yes.
No.
What is wrong with y'all?
I will enjoy.
Wait,
the
is this why I can't hear out of my right ear?
Are you dying? Is your body?
Something's going on.
I think your body.
That
might
have been the worst thing I've ever tried here.
I'm usually really enjoying mixing things. That is awful.
That was. So
oh,
bad.
God.
Your mother-in-law is yelling at you in chat, Joel.
Do you want to try mine?
No. We've been running on for a long time, so now we got to do our final buzzball. Right. We got to get to our beer.
This one is from the champions. Now I waited for the end
España.
To do the Spain one, but what did we? We googled it. It's what? Because I don't know what Sol Siesta is.
Sangria. White sangria.
Ah, yes.
Okay.
So I think this one will actually be pretty good, but it's still going to be
this is our final buzzball.
Sol Siesta, would that be like sun nap?
Sol,
I guess,
sun,
right?
Yeah, like sun nighttime or sun, yeah, sun nap. All right, go ahead.
Wait, oh, I guess that one's for Josh. Sorry.
Here you go.
Oh, that one goes,
where
yeah.
is it? Thank you.
I don't know if I like the smell of this one.
Okay.
Oh, it smells like
it
juice.
It smells good. It smells like a grape Ooh. Juice of some kind.
This is amazing. The ones I like, y'all hate. The ones I don't,
if
you all like them all.
That's true. I do like this.
You
this
didn't is, dislike any is, of them. Yeah.
This one's not bad.
This
it's
not
just
bad.
Too sweet.
Well,
again.
They have to cover up the 15% alcohol.
Yes.
Why is my chest tight?
Yeah.
Right?
My toes are tingly.
I can see colors, so...
What?
Right, this one's not.
Did you mean you can hear colors?
No, I can see them.
Oh,
okay.
Right, this one's
of
not.
Of the three, yeah, that's the best.
And that's why I won the World Cup.
Yeah.
The best.
Wow. Yeah.
With quotes. With air quotes.
The best.
I want to basically, because Ben brings up a good point in chat. You have destroyed all credibility for
that's
the business.
True.
That's fine.
Nobody's going to ask for recommendations
that's
anymore.
That's totally
like, Joel
fine.
Joel likes gross things. Hey, I'm not asking him.
I will just stick to, you know, rearranging things on the shelves and moving stuff around. Don't ask me questions.
I have put a sign on his back before that says, don't ask me questions. I have to do this. Talk to Carissa.
Yeah, talk to her. I have to stock the shelves. All right, go ahead.
What beer does Joel like? Oh, this. All right, what's the opposite of that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show me what's
this.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good...
You got your hearing back.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Beer.
It's a Christmas miracle.
It's a buzzball miracle.
Wait,
are these medicinal buzzballs?
Yes.
Is that what it was?
That's what actually happened.
Specifically for an ear infection.
We are running so late. Go ahead, Joel. What
do
we got here?
This is a Mexican style lager from Zero Gravity. It's called Green State Extra.
Okay. And it's from Mexico.
Obviously.
We're going around the world with the four pack today.
Oh, I need another thing. Sorry.
He needs a cup. Yeah,
I mixed it with my Smash Tina.
Mmm, that's yummy. That's very light. Very crisp. Very light.
Oh, you got it.
That one's going to be gross.
Yep.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that does look like it's going to be like a beer.
Not even. It's like a super light beer. It's like hydrating.
I love Mexican lagers.
Mexican lagers are
awesome.
We have
a lot of them right now because they're very popular in the summer, but yummy.
That's a good drinking beer.
And Zero Gravity is known for their lagers in general, so like, let's go.
Oh, man.
I lost my hearing again.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
You deserve it,
I think.
Yeah.
All right,
final beer.
We're going to Ireland.
Yes, we are going to Ireland. So this is Magners Cider from Ireland.
That's a classic cider.
I know a ting or two about a cider.
We like a cider here.
I know all about a cider.
All great beers today. Not so great buzzballs, but
buzzballs are a ting or two that are great too.
Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus. Four pack is $15.
Yep.
Give the hours again.
Yep, we're 11 to 7 today, tomorrow, and noon to 5 on Sunday. We have a mead tasting today.
Oh, my
from
Lord.
4 to 6. So
yeah, what is a mead? Tell people what meads are.
Yeah,
honey.
Cider is made with apples, fermented apples. You're going to do it with honey instead of apples. I mean, there's other stuff in there too, but that's the main difference.
It's just honey.
Typically, are higher alcohol content too, but we have some session meads that we're going to sample as well.
That's really good.
I love that cider. I love a good cider.
The cider one, yeah.
Yeah,
wow,
yeah
that's
we sell
really
a ton of Magners.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Cider's really good. Branching Out Bottle Shop, Township 5 in Camillus. Go see our friends, please. All right. Guys, have a great weekend.
Have a great vacation.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers. See you when we get back. Cheers. We will roll near 90s and 9, Twitch and the show.fm for some golf. Keep it locked. It's Gay Rock.